5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I just want to give you a heads up. I'm a little under the weather this morning, so I'm on the struggle bus.
No worries, no worries. I'm actually not feeling great either. So we'll try to make this painless stage. Yeah. But yeah, how are you feeling? We're what, now 2 days out from the finale. How has it been watching it back too? Obviously living the experience is one thing and then watching it is another.
Yeah, totally. It's two very different experiences. For me, I was less intrigued about this part of the journey and I was more just intrigued about playing the game itself. So it has been, when I was playing the game of Survivor, it did not click in my head that it was the same thing as like what we see on TV. So the seeing it on TV part, I'm like, oh, it was, and which is like a duh, right? But internally, it's hard to make that connection sometimes. I don't know if that's just like based on where my interests or like passions lie, and it's not necessarily in the TV part. But yeah, it's been weird.
I get it. I feel like if I did, I would never do the show because it's on TV, but the adventure of it is sounds good, right?
Yeah, totally, totally.
I get it. Going into Final Tribal, how did you feel? Were you feeling confident? Were you feeling like, yeah, I guess talk to me about that and whose votes I feel like did you feel like you had and who do you feel like you had to convince?
Yeah. No, unfortunately, like going into Tribal, I knew my odds were crap. Actually, after the Jawan blindside, I was really frustrated because I was like, Christina in the episode says, anything that Sage and Jawan, like they had all the power. I'm like, no, we didn't, because literally nothing that I wanted to happen happened. I did not want it to be Nate. Christina and Alex refused to change it from Nate, and you can only push so much before it's like, well, crap, like what's Sage up to? Should we flip it on her? I did not want it to be MC. Rizzo did not convince us. Savannah shows up, that changes everything. We don't know, does she have something like Sol had for 47 and gave to Rachel? Like, we don't know. And then unfortunately, when Sophie put out Jawan's name, what wasn't showing, Sophie also did that to me. She said, hey, would you feel comfortable writing Jawan's name down? I said to her face, never say never, in my head, I'm like, I absolutely wouldn't. But I also was like, I'm not going to tell him this because it would unnecessarily spook him. So when MC went and told him, I'm like, crap. Then I go to plead to Rizzo. I'm like, hey, actually, I'm getting in the weeds here. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I knew it was not great odds. Anything I could do to increase my odds, even 1%, I tried, which that goes, there's a lot behind the Steven vote in that regard. But in general, after Jawan got blindsided, I was like, I'm screwed. There's no real chance for me here based on this group of people. So I'm just going to get it to the end out of spite and like try. But I knew my odds weren't great.
Yeah, I think they were definitely hung up on sort of maybe it was the Steven vote or the flip-flopping. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your game was being understood in those moments?
No, even like so they don't. It's interesting that you use the word flip-flopping because they don't show this in Tribal. Tribal was really brutal. People, the jury did not like me and they wanted to make sure I knew that, which is why in the end, when I'm like, I don't feel like I deserve this comfort. My default reaction isn't defensiveness. It's like, wait, have I done something here I want to understand? So considering how they like reacted to me during the entirety of Tribal, of the eye rolls, arguing with everything, and then in contrast, smiling and laughing with Sophie and Savannah, I was like, I don't feel like I deserve any of this comfort because based on what just happened, it appears that I've extremely hurt you guys. And then for you to say, no, Sage, that's not true. Like, it's just, again, I was like, no, now I feel
it's
like
hard.
I'm being gaslit.
Yeah.
What is the reality?
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wow.
But sorry to say, but the flip-flopping though, that has been a frustrating term for my game, because I'm like, the only time that I officially flip-flopped was with Steven. Everything else, I did not want to vote with Rizzo and Savannah, but the side that I was working with were not as cohesive and kept crumbling, like Christina leaking the plans to Soph, where I'm like, why would you tell Soph that? She's so tight with Rizzo and Savannah. But everybody's in a different position in the game and has a different perspective and read on things. And so there's missteps, but the side that I was trying to work with kept crumbling to the point where I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm trying to get to the end. So if I have to jump ship this vote to just get through the vote, it's not that I'm working with Savannah and Rizzo, it's that I have to do this for the best interest of my game. So I don't understand how I'm considered flip-flop. You're playing the middle, where I'm like, everybody has to play the middle in terms of talking to everybody, but you also have to make it look like you are working with everybody so everyone trusts you. That's just inherent in the game. So I don't know how I'm the exception to
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I just rewatched some of Tribal Council and they said flip-flopping and you were like, what you guys see as flip-flopping, I see as adapting, which I thought was a good
Yes.
answer. But yeah.
It is. Something they didn't show in Tribal is I talked about the concept in the military of cover versus concealment. In the military, cover, if you're in a war zone, is like a stone, a brick wall, where you are more going to have significantly more protection of bullets hitting you behind a wall than a bush. A bush is concealment. That's synonymous with camouflage. I did not have cover in this game. Cover looks like immunity necklaces, immunity idols,
Right.
advantages. I didn't have that. I would have preferred that. Trust me. I would much rather prefer more sturdy and reliable cover. I had to play a game of concealment, which means I had to go wherever I could go to hide behind a bush and make it through the vote. And when things are crumbling, I'm one person. I can't. Nate accused me of cannibalizing a seven-person alliance. I'm like, what's the name of this alliance? I don't understand. But I'm like, I'm one person. If that's true, if that's actually what happened, give me my mill, because
Yeah,
that's
you had a lot of
impressive.
power.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Oh man. Sage, I want to talk about your relationship with Savannah. I find it so interesting because you wanted her out the whole game. And then toward the end, we're seeing her at Final Five being like, I'm not writing Sage's name down. Like, no.
Yeah.
And you guys went on that reward and you seemed to bond. Talk to me about Savannah. Sorry.
Yeah, I will say on the game side of things, the biggest surprise watching everything back was how often Rizzo and Savannah were willing to trust me again. In the game, I thought me and that side were doing the whole courtesy thing of like, we're gonna like say like, oh yeah, we're good, everything's good to each other's faces, but behind each other's backs, like we're scheming against each other because I've tried to blindside you. I blindsided you once successfully with a Nate vote, even though I did not want it to be Nate. At least that vote. You guys have no reason to trust me. So that was a huge surprise to see them repeatedly trust me. But I think that it's because of my gameplay of trying to come off as like insecure and aloof. It worked a little bit too well, where it's like, oh, like we can just appeal to Sage's emotions and she'll go wherever we want. And I'm like, okay, cool. It benefits me for you to think that. But I said this in another interview. When it comes to Savannah, I'm a huge compartmentalizer, and Savannah as well as Shannon were the only two people that those depart. Compartments like started to get a little blurry. And so I had to, there's an extra clip shown of Shannon and I hashing some things out. Unfortunately, people also fueled the fire. They're like, oh yeah, Savannah was like looking, giving you looks, and she said this behind you. Like they were trying to make it personal. And for me, I was like, wait, that's actually kind of hurtful. So I just approached her about it. I was like, hey, can we just talk about this? Because I don't know what's going on. And that conversation didn't end up going well. But then there was a different conversation a couple of days later. And this is all, I should say, through the personal lens. The personal lens is separate from the game lens. She was crying on the beach. I actually asked if she was comfortable if I sit with her, because I know like there was, I don't know if that if I felt like a safe person to her at that time, but she said that she was okay with it. I sat with her and she was talking to, I think she was the main thing was just her expressing how she was having a hard time connecting with people. And I was like, let me just take this moment, even if it jeopardizes my game, because it gives her fuel that she can use strategically. But I was like, let me just share with her what my experience has been like with her on a personal level, of like a relationship building level. And I was like, Savannah, when I came to you to explain that something that you did hurt my feelings, I actually like it felt like you got really defensive and it felt like I wasn't heard. And I walked away thinking I was the bad guy. And that hurt when I thought about it more, because I was like, dang, I was actually just trying to resolve things. And instead, I feel like there's more tension now. And she said, she grabbed me and she said, Sage, sometimes I tell my boyfriend this back at home, but you have to grab me and you have to say, Savannah, it's not all about you. She was like, my default mode is to get defensive and to make it about me. She was like, I need someone to literally grab me and say, it's not about you. And I was like, I have so much respect for you in this moment to be able to name that and acknowledge it and own it. For me, the personal tension, gone. The game side, though, I still have to go for you because you are such a huge threat from day one. So it's complicated, but it's nothing but respect. Like yeah, it's accountability goes a long way with me.
What did you think of Christina's question at Tribal? Because obviously that sparked some debate. Some people loved it, some people didn't love it. What were your thoughts when you heard it?
For me personally, just as like a viewer and a fan of like the game, I don't like those kinds of questions because I feel like that's irrelevant to me. And this is what like this is the problem I ran into with the jury is that any human moment I had with people out there, like if they're opening up to me about something serious, that is 100% real with me. And in that moment, I'm being a human with you. The game hat is entirely off. So as soon as this moment is over and the game hat's back on, I love, and I said this in my pregame with Mike Bloom. I was like, that's going to be such a meaningful moment for me, but it will not factor into my gameplay. Like, it's not going to give you an advantage or a disadvantage. Like, I'm a therapist, so I constantly have to compartmentalize. The things I talk about with folks are protected by HIPAA. So for me, it kind of felt like that, where it's like, oh, you're opening up to me about something very deep, personal, and vulnerable. I'm not going to tell anybody about this, but it's also, again, it's not going to factor into my decision making. Like, I'm just holding space for you. And I think, unfortunately, because I was trying to come off, like, be perceived as an emotional, like, person and player, I think it worked a little bit too well that people thought, well, we can just appeal to Sage's emotions. And if I tell her this very vulnerable thing and open up to her, that's going to make her feel more entitled to protect me. And when it didn't work that way, I think people felt very hurt because the narrative that wasn't shown is that I was emotionally manipulative, and that
Oh.
hurts. That's like my weak spot is to call me that because I'm like, it's very important to me to not, I never want somebody to feel that way with me. And there's only so much that you can do to like tell someone like, no, that was real for me, but I'm sorry that it didn't factor into my game, but like, all of that was 100% real. Like, I never ever, and had I known that you would perceive it as me trying to be emotionally manipulative, then I wouldn't have had that moment with you because that moment meant something to me, but it meant something to me personally, not strategically.
Like you can compartmentalize it, and some people can't, so it was probably weird for them to see you do. Yeah, okay, I got that.
But then I get
Wow.
accused of not being able to do that, which, like, the form of projection that I experience, especially at Tribal, and even after this game has been done, to be honest, is like, I feel like I'm in a corner where I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Like, if I participate in like group events, which I don't prefer in general, I can't fake the energy of like, there's an elephant in this room that we still haven't addressed, and I've tried to address it, but you've all said that you don't want to. I can't fake excitement to be here with you. Like, I'm uncomfortable and I'm sad because I made you sad and I want to talk about it. But that if I don't participate, well, Sage is she's just depressed and she's bitter and she's like, and I'm like, no, I'm thriving in life. I have a great ass life, but like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I nothing I do is right, and that's okay, but it is a frustrating spot to be in.
Yeah, I think also just watching the show back, like we were saying, is such an experience, and everyone also experiences that differently. And I do think it takes
Yes.
time to like really understand. So yeah, I think the emotions are obviously also still raw from everyone. So it makes sense. It's just yeah, sad. I want to play ask a couple what ifs towards the end here. What if you won the final four immunity? How do you think that?
Probably with the final four that we had,
Oh yeah.
I would have most likely taken Soph and Rizzo because what wasn't shown throughout the game, a lot of people commented on how Soph didn't do anything around camp. Like, they were like, all she does is sit in the hammock. And I would tell people, I'm like, I know she's not contributing to camp life, but don't sleep on her strategically. Like, that is her strategic game. She's sitting in that hammock gathering information quietly in the corner to take back to Rizzo and Savannah, but people wouldn't listen to me. Rizzo, the jury constantly were rolling their eyes anytime he would do the idol play. So for me, based on the information I had at the time, I still didn't think I had a shoe-in against either of them because Nate is a held a lot of power in like the jury's like thoughts and opinions on the players left. And then if Savannah was on the jury and those two were left, I'm like, she's a phenomenal talker. So I was like, no matter who I sit next to, I'm screwed. Like the odds are very slim, which is why the Steven, we don't have time to get into the Steven vote, but there's so much context behind the Steven vote that wasn't shown in the airing that plays a role into like this. My odds are shit no matter what. If I can get like 0.5% better odds, I'm gonna do whatever I have to do. So I think that unfortunately, just the way the makeup happened, like I was screwed no matter what.
Okay. Who would you have voted for had it been like not you in the final three? I guess there's a couple scenarios, but who would have probably had your vote?
Originally, and this has changed, originally probably Soph B. Because during Final Tribal, like she was like, yeah, I climbed a tree. And so all of us were like super impressed by that. And I actually, the whole time during Tribal, I was like, oh, okay, so it's gonna be a split vote. I'm gonna have to choose between Savannah and Soph. So I was paying attention to everything they were saying to factor in, like, if I'm put in this position, I wanna make sure I'm making like a decision that I feel really good about. She didn't climb a tree. What tree was climbed? So she like she was in a bush. Like, what are you talking about? And she completely, the only person that I have a strong opinion about on like a game move that was like very incorrect is Soph. Like, I think had she used the knowledge of power to take Rizzo's idol, vote him out, then go on to find the advantage, which I told her was in the trees and I didn't trust my gut. And then she wins the immunity. I think that actually would have been enough to secure the win. But now watching everything back and knowing what I know now, I probably even with like if it was Soph, Rizzo, uh-oh, power's dying. Oh, did I lose you guys? Okay. I'm gonna have to plug her up. If it was like Rizzo, Savannah, and Soph, I probably would have also voted Savannah just out of spite of like, I told y'all, and now I want the badge of like told you so. Like the next best thing if I can't win this is like the I freaking told you. So I probably would have voted her. I don't think she had as strong of a strategic game, but her defense was phenomenal, and I respect it. It got her to the end.
Two quick questions. What do you think about Savannah and Rizzo? I'm 50. Are you gonna watch?
I don't know. I'm definitely intrigued, but it's gonna just kind of depend on how I'm feeling at that time. Like it's kind of the downside of competing in the game and then seeing it air back is like, ah, damn, the magic's kind of spoiled now. Like now every reality television show I watch, the only thing I think of, what am I not seeing here? What do I not know? Like what is going on behind the scenes or that's not being aired? So it's just like it's not fun anymore. So it's not even like a spite thing. It's like I don't know if I would enjoy it. And I And inclined to do things that I enjoy and not just do things for the sake of I gotta make sure I'm in the know. I'm like, I don't need to know that. So we'll see when the time comes.
And that leads to my last question, which could be a complicated answer, but if Survivor ever called you again, are you considering, or is it a no?
It's I never say never to anything. Right, if they were to call me right now, I would probably laugh in their face. There's a lot there, but like for me, I just don't know what I would get out of it. Like I was really intrigued. I've actually had conversations with Cedric from 48, and he thinks similar to me of like, we just wanted to know what it was like. Like we're fascinated at like the behind the scenes stuff. That's why like being an alternate was fascinating for me because I'm like, I'm getting a glimpse into the behind the scenes. Like I feel like I'm getting a VIP experience here. So for me, like I said, the magic is spoiled, and also, no offense to the game, a lot of it is it's just boring. Like you're sitting around, and then when you're working with people or when you're playing with people who don't want to play in the same way as you, and like don't, I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of like fun strategic moves. Like it just wasn't as fun as I was hoping. That's not a dig at the show. That's just to say, for my personal experience, it didn't appeal to me as much as like the just getting to see the behind the scenes of like, oh, interesting, that goes right there. Okay. Oh, that's where people sit with it. You know, it's like that part was more, and now I know. So I'm like, what would I don't know what I would get out of it.
Okay. Well, that's fair, Sage. I love your honesty. Well, regardless, it was lovely talking with you, and it was great watching you on the show. And yeah, maybe we'll talk in the future. Who knows?
Yeah. Take care. It's nice meeting
All
you.
right. Nice meeting you.